Humans, have you listened to Questions for Lenin? It is hilarious. A comedian named Mike Hanford, he may be involved. That's a rumor, but it is hilarious. He has been on Improv for Humans. Yeah, we had John Lennon on. This very character on to explain to Will Hines the Twist and Shout is the worst Beatles song ever. Listen to that episode. But first, go to StitcherPremium.com/Lennon. Use promo code IMPROV. You'll get a free month of Stitcher Premium so you can listen to Questions for Lennon amongst other hilarious podcasts. Go do it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Improv for Humans with Matt Besser.
That's me. Please welcome Mary Holland, Eugene Cordero, Paul Rass, Neil Campbell. And you guys are joining the podcast. Look, that's your microphone right there. Look, all this water we have, guys.
I know,
so
huge.
Much water.
And there's a backup table of water back
what?
There. See that?
Wow.
Just run out of water.
Ugh. I'm going to sing so much.
Yeah, two parts scientific.
We had the Spark dispensaries out there. Did you guys get shit on the way in? Did you get anything? You got a card.
Coupons
for weed. Awesome.
For weed.
What a great world we live in.
I know.
Now.
It's really exciting.
Weed coupons.
All right, humans. If you've never seen or heard the show, we're going to take suggestions from the audience. We'll talk a little bit, and then we'll launch into a scene. Just so I can hear it, I'm going to start with the front row, because I know I'll hear it, and it'll be clear. Give us a word to begin. Anyone in the front row?
Goggles.
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 Do you guys have a goggle story?
So, yes.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah. I have one. Yes, I do have one. So in high school, I didn't wear contacts yet. It wasn't a thing. So I was on the basketball team. Mind you, when I was in high school, I was like 4'8" until like my junior or senior year of high school. So I was a small, stocky, I was a ball. I was just like a ball. And I also thought I was a point guard.
That was your only choice.
Yeah, that was my only choice. Still to this day, probably like a freshman point guard at my height now, which is a whopping 5'7". But in high school, on the basketball team, I felt like since I was a point guard, I needed to be able to see. Because like I got to pass great. I got to be I'm the eyes of the team.
Yeah.
So I had my folks get me like those rec specs, like the Kurt Rambis style glasses. And because I am 4'0" and a tiny dude, it took over my face. So my basketball team, and I used to think I was also like the coolest kid. So, you know, I'd take all my basketball pictures with my arms behind my back and like, you know, my head cocked back like I was the shit. And these glasses were just huge. And, you know, there was like the Horace Grant, if you guys know, like the Chicago Bulls, that there was the square ones. And then there was the Rambuses and Worthies, which were like teardrops that like look like Oakleys now. That went like, it looked like you had alien eyes. I went with those. It was horrible.
I wore the same things.
Yeah, I got heckled. Because I wasn't that good of a player.
That's what they call it in sports, not shit talking. You get heckled.
I got heckled, yeah. I got heckled for all of my auditions for sports. And that's what it felt like. Yeah, I got people talk shit to me all the time because it was like I forgot what they would call me on the other team, but it was mean.
I wore the same things.
You did.
I had glasses from like second grade on, and I got the sports goggles if I was like playing out in the snow or something.
Oh, you wore them in the snow?
Like when I was just like a kid, if I was doing something active, I wore the sports goggles. And I wore them to Six Flags Over Georgia because I didn't want like my glasses to fly off on a roller coaster. And this is like 91, 92 or something when the Braves were like really kind of like the hot thing. And me and my friend were in line behind two of the Atlanta Braves. A relief pitcher named Marvin Freeman and like a backup first baseman named Brian Hunter, who wasn't the Brian Hunter that was good a few years later. We were like so starstruck that we were next to these Atlanta Braves, and like they started talking to us, and one of them was like, "Hey, you got those goggles. You kind of look like Chris Sabo. You know Chris Sabo, who was like a guy on the Reds who wore them." And I was like, "Yeah," and then he went, "Chris Sabo's a geek."
That's me.
But anyway, so you're cool though. You look cool. Like he tried to make it up.
Oh, all right, team. God. Let's gather in here before for the second game of the year. I really need to talk to you guys. The first game of the year, as your coach, it was hard to see you get heckled that hard. Every single one of you. It took you out of your game.
Yeah. There was heckling?
Oh yeah, Paul.
I mean, I heard a clamor. That from clamor. The audience. I thought it was cheering.
Yeah.
The other team you thought was cheering you?
I mean, we're a Catholic school. I thought it was about supporting each other.
People don't like Catholic schools right now, by the way.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, but I don't hang on to that.
I agree with my good friend, Paul.
Thank you.
I don't think we were heckled by the audience that was watching us play a game.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to talk about. Let's all talk about the fashion choices you're going to make in the next game, and maybe we should just examine them first, okay? So just pitch your fashion choices that you plan, and maybe I'll have some notes.
I'm going to wear suspenders.
All right. You think that's going to work with basketball shorts?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's how they're going to stay up. And so I'm going to wear suspenders just to make sure, because I'm moving around a lot. I'm moving around a lot on the stage. I mean,
the
court.
Stage?
Yeah. I mean, court. No. And, I mean, court. And you,
hey, Lanny, the last game you wore suspenders, right?
It's Lana!
When you were taking free throws, the other team was popping your back of your suspenders. That was throwing you off.
No, it didn't throw me off. It was helping me.
Me, it looked like support.
Yeah, it was like they were like, every time I would shoot, they'd be like, good one. And they'd slap, they'd smack my suspenders against my back. And
I could wear
like a pat on the back.
A different wig this game if you want.
Well, the last one was getting in. It was a big afro wig that got a big red clown afro.
Yeah.
Your way of your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, and that's bad.
Oh, it's bad. Oh, I thought it was helping me. I thought it was inspiring the whole team.
Yeah, because I realized in the... I was thinking that it was also making him better because on a basketball stage, you're not allowed
court.
To...
Huh? Maybe that's the root problem is you guys are looking at this as a performance instead of a competition.
No, the audience is there to watch us... You know, perform basketball.
Yeah. Okay. And we were doing the
we were performing basketball.
I was so in character.
Yeah. And anyway,
position. What is your? It's your position, Neil. What is your character?
Old Red.
You are our center. That's your character.
Oh, excuse me, director. I know that you weren't necessarily on board when the principal said some of the students from the theater department would join the basketball
team.
It's
a small school. I take what I can get.
I mean, we're up for it. We're excited for the second night of performances.
What is your role, Paul, on the basketball team? Do you even know?
Farmhand?
You are a power forward.
Yeah, well, but I'm thinking it through the eyes of a farmhand.
Yes.
Yeah, Old Red's that, loyal farmhand.
Power forward is the farmhand of the basketball
Oklahoma,
team.
Oklahoma, you know, the farmhands are strong. Strapping men.
They're strong.
I understand what you're saying, Mr. Director.
Coach.
Hair director.
Yes. What?
Yes. Yes. That's how we think at this Catholic school.
Yeah.
This is a Berlin cabaret.
But I get it. I get it. So you want me to be similar if I can do a little, I don't know, get into character a little bit more. It's kind of, you want me to be similar to Bugs Bunny in Space Jam. So what I'm going to do is take that.
I forget. What position was he in Space Jam?
Basketball guy. So I think what I would do then is take that, because you can't, you know, it's not like you do one for one. You have to, like, go outside of
you're
that
still
box.
Making it your own, even though you're being Bugs Bunny.
So if I'm Bugs Bunny, I'm not Bugs Bunny from Space Jam. I'm Bugs Bunny the conductor. So I will wear tails.
Wow.
And no
pants.
So
many levels.
Yeah. So then I'll have my conductor wand. During intermission, And
halftime.
What was it?
Halftime. We're gonna be planning our strategy for the second half. You can't lead an orchestra during halftime.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to talk about Oklahoma when you guys broke out into singing Oklahoma while driving down the.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes sweeping down the plain, and the wind weeps,
and as they sing, they really do get so inspired that they start making these crisp passes behind their back.
Oklahoma, where the
wait, this is good. Keep going. They're taking 3-point shots, just sinking everyone. This is incredible. Keep it up.
It's called choreography, coach, and we're doing it. Director.
And scene. What a happy ending.
Yeah, that was a happy ending.
I didn't think that team was going to end up being that good.
It's like Mighty Ducks 2.
Yeah, the Mighty Ducks 2 ending. They do Oklahoma at the end of Mighty Ducks 2, right?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go over here so we can try to hear the suggestion. This table I think I see right here, give us a word.
Larynx.
That's a hard word
larynx?
To say.
Larynx?
Larynx.
Larynx?
Is that what you said?
Larynx, yeah.
Larynx.
Larynx.
Mm. Okay.
Your voice box.
We got
my
voice box.
Say that next time.
So intimate.
Oh.
You got a voice box story?
Do I have a voice box story? Do you have one?
I have a larynx story.
Oh.
It really is a larynx story. The first time I heard the word larynx, I was like, what is it? And the reason that I heard it was because I was watching wrestling. And
someone stretched out their larynx.
Somebody got... Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh, that's who I was trying to do.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
With R.I.P.? Is he dead?
I think so.
No, maybe he is.
Check somebody.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyways. Anyways, he might be dead. He took the bell and crushed Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's larynx. And
oh
he was like, he crushed his larynx. I'm like, what's a larynx? And then I saw him hold his throat. I go, oh, throat. So that was the first time I've heard that word was
wrestling.
Because of
was
wrestling.
Educational to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Just
context clues?
Yeah, yeah. He's either larynx either means I'm choking. Or the art of hitting somebody with a bell, or the throat.
And that was a real choice for the announce, a hilarious yes. choice not just to say the throat.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right in the larynx.
Yes. Right in the larynx. He crushed his larynx.
I do feel like the Wrestling Federation and wrestlers have a love for language, don't you think? They find new words.
Jesse the Body Ventura is a smart dude. He was an announcer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mean Gene Okerlund, I know, just died.
Yes.
Rest in peace. He was also verbose.
Yeah.
He was a great...
Well, you have to think of so many different ways of saying what's happening.
The same way.
Like, you
the
can't just be like, and he's on top of them, and now they're
and we
wrestling.
Cut to... Okay, Mary.
Yeah.
Mean Gene is stuck in traffic. He's not going to be able to do the first fight. So if you can just take over for the first fight, he'll be here by the second fight.
I don't know. I don't know that
because
I can do it.
Because of the storm, we're really short on staff. And you're his assistant.
I can't. Oh.
Mary, you have no choice. Don't make me body slam you.
Okay, I'll
we
do
cut
it.
Cut to
just,
the fight.
Hello. Ding, ding, ding. Ooh, it's starting. Dinner's here, or whatever.
You're going down.
Oh.
You're going down.
They're shouting, and they're okay. So there's and ouchie, that hurt. He's sitting on the floor. Well, he's not sitting. He's like he's sort of. I guess he's lying down.
And master slam.
Oh, and okay, so they defined it for me. That's good. It's a master slam. And so what this is okay. So he's climbing up on a rope. Are those ropes? I don't.
Who wants to see the people's elbow?
People's elbow. That sounds nice and socialist. So this is okay. So I guess everyone voted, and he's going to use this. It's just his. It looks like he's just his elbow, and he's just kind of moving it to the right. Wow, what a move!
And now it's time for me to respond with the undulating scrimshaw.
Uh-oh. What could that mean?
Undulating.
Undulating. Undulating.
Excuse me, Gary? Mary, we got word from Mean Gene. He's no longer stuck in traffic. But he is dead.
What?
Yes, he died.
Wait, he...
You have to cover for him.
He gave you word that he's dead?
Yes. His last words were, I'm not going to make it.
Wait, I can't do this. I'm really struggling out here.
Watch my arms undulating. They're moving in a wave-like pattern.
Thank you so much for doing that for me.
I know how to counteract that, but I wouldn't even know how to describe what I'm doing now.
Oh, boy, me either.
This is such a unique hold.
It is unique. If I could just see... Okay, so they're both in the ring. Let's start there. They're both in the ring.
Meanwhile,
and one of them...
television sets around America, the part of the family that used to not like wrestling is starting to, you know, it would only pass by the living room. They're starting to hear this new announcer and really start to understand wrestling for the first time.
I identify with that.
Yeah.
I don't know those people.
They
words.
Are in the ring.
To be honest, yeah, there's definitely two of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's right. Oh, you know what? I did vote. That elbow is for me. Oh, my God. This is great. Hey, Sasha?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that the wrestlers talk that much, though. Did you?
Ding, ding, we cut back. Hey, Mary,
you are
doing great.
Am
Ratings
I?
Are going through the roof.
That's
during
truly
the show.
Shocking.
Yes.
You gotta keep this up.
Okay.
Thank God Mean Gene is dead, you know? I mean, rest in peace.
Jesus Christ, Larry.
I mean, rest in peace.
Someone call the linguistics department at Brown. We're going to need some rare words for this move.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ooh.
This defies all explanation.
Hello, you wanted somebody from Brown?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm not from the linguistics department.
Oh, but you, okay. Where do you?
I'm from the silkscreen art department. I help students learn how to silkscreen. I heard from
well,
Brown,
I need
they said,
a,
show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know. I need
here.
A co-host who's going to help me a little bit with some of the verbiage here.
Meanwhile, halfway through that round, we're back in people's living rooms watching and like, oh, I really like the pattern on that silk screen. It really explains the whole match.
I'm telling you right now, the WWE Etsy page is crushing.
And insane. Okay, Neil, you're going to have to hear this suggestion. Let's get it from over on the right here.
Horses.
I do have a horses story. My mom rides horses and rode them when I was growing up and stuff. And there was one time when we were all, we had taken lessons and stuff at the same place that she would ride at, and my brother, my sister, and me. And then there was one day where we were all kind of over it. Like none of us were like super into it as she was. And there was one day where she was going to go bring some grains or treats to the horses that were like out grazing. And she climbed over the fence and she like was going up to one horse and was sort of feeding this horse. And then another horse came up and bit her ear.
Oh.
And it almost bit it off. It was very scary. And my mom like screamed and she was holding her ear and it was crazy.
That's kind of atypical, right?
Yeah.
Was it an aggressive move or does your mom's hair look like straw?
I guess it does look a little bit like straw. But I think it was an aggressive move because
very aggressive
she was giving,
for a horse.
Yeah, she was giving grains to this. Yeah, jealous, yeah. Mm. Yeah, jealous. And but it was crazy. It was like it was the first time I saw my mom get like seriously injured. And
the first time?
Yeah.
You should hear the pig story.
Well, it's crazy. She like actually has gone through like she got thrown from a horse. This is recently. She's in her late 60s. She got thrown from a horse, broke her clavicle.
Oh.
And then that healed and she's all better. And last Christmas I came home and she like came, I like came into the house from the airport, and she was like, she had a walker, and I was like, what? And she was like, oh, I got thrown again, and I broke my pelvis in two places.
What?
And she literally gets back up on the horse every single time. It heals, and then she's like, back at it. She loves it.
So I assume she just has one horse that she rides, and it's her horse she's had a long time. So
yeah.
The horse isn't, like, how is she getting thrown by the horse? What's happening?
This most recent one, the one last Christmas, the horse got spooked by something and just, like, reared up, and she fell off it and broke her pelvis. She's tough.
And I love that she loves horses. She's like, fuck it, I'm not giving up.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. Like, I feel like if a horse had bit my ear off, I would... Well, first of all, he'd be hearing from my lawyers.
You wouldn't be hearing. Is that a good joke? I don't know. We cut to a dude ranch. There's this one really mean-looking horse. All right, folks, before we get on the trail, how many of you have ridden a horse before? I always like to ask that.
Babe, go ahead.
I rode.
Yeah.
I rode when I was a child.
She used to be fucking the best.
Stop it.
There's all these pictures in her house of her being the best.
Oh, really? Were you on competitive equestrian events?
I mean, I wasn't competitive.
Nah, she was.
Competitive.
She was the best.
Yeah. I mean, I did things here and there. I got first place a few times. I don't know. I didn't.
All right, folks. Well, I just warn you, a lot of people come in here, they haven't ridden a horse in a few decades, and they had some experience when they were, you know, a young person, but you can't rely on that experience.
Nah, she'll be fine. She's the best.
Sir, have you ever been on a horse?
No.
You guys signed up for the advanced trial. Maybe we should start you on the novice trail.
He's doing it for my birthday. No, I think we can handle advanced. Yeah. You know, Henry, he adapts.
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing some jumps on this. We'll be jumping over some creeks and there's some bushes.
Yeah, Henry's not afraid of jumping.
I'm not afraid of bushes or creeks.
Well, just by themselves off a horse, I don't think most people are. But cool. Jumping over them a little. And there's also, we're going through Rattlesnake Canyon at the end there. It's a beautiful canyon, but there are some rattlesnakes on occasion.
But we'll be up on a horse, right?
Right, but horses hate rattlesnakes, let me tell you. It'll
then why are we going through there?
Because it has a beautiful sunset, and you guys signed up for the advanced extreme course.
Babe, you want to do this, babe? If babe wants to do it, then let's do it.
Baby wants to do it, baby.
Hey, baby wants to do it, let's do it. She's the best.
I'm the best. Okay, great. So do we just pick our steed, or are they assigned?
Well, since you guys are late in the day, we don't have any choices here. We'll introduce you to horses here.
Okay.
Sorry, babe. I got the late start one.
That's so okay. No, we wanted to see the sunset.
Yeah.
No. It's good. I love you, babe.
All right. This is one of our...
Hey, can I... I feel like I say that to you a lot. And you don't ever say it back. Huh? And I just...
Hey, we're here, right? Hey, she's the best.
I know, but I'm so sorry.
You guys are really in love. Are you on a honeymoon or an anniversary?
I just feel like... I'm sorry, this isn't the time and the place. But I just feel like...
The sun is going down. It is getting dark.
I just feel like I've started to say I love you, and you just always like just look at me and then say, yeah. Like, you don't even say thanks. I guess I'd just like to know, where are you at with that? Are you...
People
you
usually
love?
Have this conversation when the sun is actually setting and it's a nice
Yeah, I know. So,
you're the best, babe. Okay. Let's get on these horses. Can I ask you a question one more, sir?
That's what I'm here for.
So we're going to be there in the Rattlesnake Canyon when the sun is setting and then it'll be dark. I'm just
that. Oh, that's a good question.
You said when you signed up, you have the ability to ride with a torch.
Well,
When you were a girl, did you ever do torch riding?
I see pictures.
No,
in her
obviously,
house.
Yeah. I did a lot of nighttime riding.
Yeah, she's the best.
As a kid.
We do Hawaiian style horseback riding here. So if you don't want to carry a torch, maybe you should do the morning ride.
No, I can carry a torch. Like, it's not a big deal. Let's just do it.
All right.
Hey, so, I'm sorry, are we going to do this shit? Me and my buddy are waiting here, and you guys going to put your fat asses on us and ride us around or not? It's getting dark.
So we inside the thoughts of the horses and their thoughts on these tourists.
Man, we got to go through Rattlesnake Canyon.
I say we buck them off and let them die.
Yeah, all right. Because they're not going to blame us, right?
No.
You know who we should knock off? It's that guy who won't say I love you too to that woman. Or maybe we scare him a little bit, you know, kind of jostle him up, and maybe he feels like he has to say I love you to her.
I feel like you're projecting.
From me to you?
Or? Yeah, because you always say I love you to me, and I never say it back to you.
I don't think I'm projecting. I mean, I think I have my own
issues. As they neigh, we are moving down the trail.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And we're moving up to the first creek.
Oh, honey, here's your first creek. Are you scared?
Not afraid of this.
Okay.
We cut back to the heads of the horses.
There's some issues here.
I don't like when my hooves get wet.
Can we talk about something else other than your hooves?
Apples?
Okay, so what I'm going to do, baby, you could just watch me, is I'm going to gently urge my horse forward, and then he will just naturally jump, because horses don't like to
All right, folks,
wet.
You can't go gentle through this. You got to really get them in a trot, so that way they'll jump over the creek. Okay,
excuse me.
You ready?
Yeah, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I was just saying that, okay? I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
you don't
she's
need
the
to
best.
Tell me.
Ow, she stuck her finger up my butt.
This is how you get them to go forward. You have to finger their butt a little bit to get them to go forward.
Meanwhile,
there we go. See?
This Ooh. Jackass All isn't even right. putting his finger up my butt.
But see, it's easy, baby. Just put your finger in this butt.
Yeah.
The pinky?
That pinky ain't going to do anything.
Not moving.
You might as well just blow hot air on my ass, much as I feel.
And we cut, somehow they make it all the way to Rattlesnake Canyon. And we do see that the sun, it's a really beautiful
oh
sunset.
Oh my God,
here.
It's gorgeous.
Whoa.
Honey, look at that. Have you ever seen anything like that?
I love this.
All right, don't
what
slow down.
What the fuck? No, what? No, no.
What?
No, that's insane. That's insane. Okay, I love you.
Right.
No! No, I'm not doing this. I swear to myself, my 30th birthday, I said, I'm not doing this.
Folks,
I'm
we really do need to move it along. Yeah, where you don't want to be inside the canyon when the sun comes down.
Okay,
that's when
I'm
all
just,
the rattlesnakes come out.
Fine. I promise we'll move forward if Henry will just say that he loves it. He just said he loves the sunset. I know he's like physically capable of doing that.
Are you listening to her? Because she has some good points here.
I love apples.
Do you guys...
We should switch
Wait, do you
rifles,
hear that?
Because I feel like she understands the situation I'm in. You two
there's
obviously
a,
have
a rattle
of being closed up and emotionless.
Sounds like a machine gun, a little bit.
Nope, that's not a machine gun. That is a distinct, perfect rattlesnake sound.
Oh,
we should get
oh,
out of
yeah.
here. That's completely
oh, no.
average right rattles. There.
We should get out of here then. Right?
I hate these things.
Hello?
It's too late.
What?
It's too late. We gotta stay here the night.
What?
Every man for himself.
Where are you going?
I'm getting me one of them geodesic tents.
Oh my God. This is insane. I can't believe we
Look
paid
at all them
here.
Ooh, eating's gonna be good tonight. Yeah.
We're inside the head of the snakes now.
Hey, snakes, get over here.
Yeah.
We're going to have a bet tonight. Look at them. Smell them using our tongues.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Guys, I was thinking, maybe we shouldn't rattle before attacking this time. I feel like that always fucks things up.
I'm sorry, what's her name again? Is it... Oh, yeah, it's just snakes. No, it's rattlesnakes, okay? We rattle.
Yeah.
That's our thing.
That's well, our thing. It might as well be called spook our prey snakes, because it's really hard to sneak up on people.
Well, maybe we could come to a compromise, maybe instead of rattling.
Okay, how about this? One of you guys sneaks. I'll rattle, but I won't be the one who sneaks up. Like, one of you guys can be the one who sneaks up. But
oh,
I'll
distraction rattle.
Yeah, something like that. Do you like that?
Okay. I like the idea, but I'll be the rattler.
No, okay. It's just that, okay, I'm sorry. We've been talking. It's just that your rattle sounds a little bit like a machine gun.
What?
I'm just, we've been talking. It just doesn't sound like an average rattle.
All right. Let's leave it up to the judges. Let's all do a rattle.
Okay.
We'll see which one sounds the best. I'll
Fine.
Begin.
Leave it up to the judges.
Which is just us again.
Yeah, I guess.
Self-regulating.
Yeah.
Well, what about that family of scorpions right there? We cut inside the heads of the family of scorpions.
Yeah, we'll be your judges. Because snakes do whatever they want. They just boss us around. Yeah, we're your judges.
I think their rattle is absolutely dreadful.
We cut back to the contest.
Machine gun, okay. Okay, here's mine. Taka 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 taka.
Yeah, just like mine. Taka 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 taka.
I gotta admit, yours two are pretty good. Yours does sound like a machine gun. And mine is,
I love when you hold your tail.
And sing. All right.
We had three different worlds going on.
That was the layers God. There. God. That was cool. Oh, that was cool.
We're going to need more water.
Let's go to this middle area. Let's get a word.
Aquarium.
Aquarium, I heard.
Aquarium.
Aquarium.
Hmm.
I get ready to hiss everybody, all of the snakes. I did go to a Catholic school.
Boo.
Hiss.
Yes.
Tikka 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 tikka
tikka tikka tikka tikka tikka tikka.
For 13 years, and it was a small school, so my class size was like 40 people. And in junior high, there was a big controversy because a couple baddins, a couple no good nicks from the school broke in and peed in the teachers' aquariums.
Oh my God!
Killed all the fish.
Whoa. Wait, every teacher had an aquarium?
Yeah, exactly. Every classroom had an aquarium?
There were multiple aquariums and penises. So they were able to make it work.
I guess
one penis could service multiple aquariums.
No way, I don't agree.
Yeah.
In one night?
In one hot, crazy night. And it was a big mystery for about a week, like, who did it? And they did other vandalizing stuff, like a teacher who's really cool would hang up model planes in his classroom, and they trashed all those.
Oh.
And it was particularly seemed to be rankle people, because it was like, and Catholic kids are doing this? Certainly we expect this from the lowly public school children. But our K through 12 sexually repressed kids. How could they do this? So full of rage. It came out, and it was my best friend's older brother.
It
wasn't just one guy, was it?
It was Brad Mazoon, Tony Dreckman.
Two guys.
Two guys. Two penises.
Oh, my gosh.
They were punished, and they were almost expelled.
Almost?
Yeah, they stayed in.
That's so crazy to me. The fish aren't a part of this.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pee in... Why? I guess to see what happens, or... People are sadistic.
Yeah, that's when you go
it's
on
such
the
a
sociopath
bummer.
List.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys.
The government
We're
list.
Kind of in our... Brother's shadows at this point. Like, they were one of the best prankster classes of all time, and we're about to graduate. We got to do something this weekend. Got to break in and take it to the next level.
Okay.
What
okay.
if we just accept, like, hey, our brothers were our brothers. We are who we are. We don't have to...
Hey, no. I agree. Like, I really think that we need to make our mark, and so I've got an idea
okay.
of how
what
we can
it?
Do that.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm thinking, right? So Monday, school starts.
Right.
Yeah. Right? We're there.
Yeah.
And guess what? Uh-huh. I turn in my essay on the War of 1812 early to Miss Jenkins.
So you're saying it'll fuck with her head because she's not prepared to read it? Because she's scheduled that for like a week later?
Yeah, yeah. Or it's just going to be more convenient because then she'll have more time to like grade all the essays. Like, ooh, fucking sick burn. Dude. Yeah,
and you know she's going to do it early. So yeah. Then that means later she'll have free time and she'll be like, I have nothing to do. I'm unimportant in life. Burn!
Yeah. Burn!
Oh, we could get like a tutor. Oh, my, a friend of mine, his mom is an English professor at the local university. She could tutor us on that, and she's married to an American history professor.
I can't.
Oh, she could help us and really get us the knowledge so our teacher would barely have anything to comment on when she grades the paper.
That's so sick, dude. Oh, fuck.
Guys, this isn't good enough.
What do you mean?
Look, you all know my older brother. He broke into the school and blasted diarrhea in the hamster cage.
Yeah, we know.
Chaz Magoon.
Those hamsters were in a coma for 2 weeks before they died.
Yeah. The doctors did all they could.
And I heard that wheel is still spinning from the sheer force of the shit.
That's the legend. Well, I can top that.
He's the best.
I think we should stay late after school and restock all the library books in the school library.
Oh, man.
That's... Whoa, whoa, whoa. You mean by restock, if a book is damaged, we go find a better version of that book?
That's not what I meant, but that's even better.
Look, look, how about all of us, we pool our money together, okay? Maybe 30 to 100 bucks, all of us.
He knows I have 30 bucks.
And we get that tutor, and we buy some new books. How about it, huh?
That sounds like a good prank.
Wait, guys, are these pranks?
What? Gus!
I'm just wondering, like, are these actually pranks?
Yes,
if prank is an unexpected trick that makes you feel foolish.
Ah, okay.
Think about
okay.
it. If we stock the books and the teachers can't, then they're just left with all this free time to go, I suck.
The librarian's like, I should have done that.
Yeah.
Well, guess I'll just kill myself by throwing a bunch of books on my head.
Yeah.
Prank.
Okay. We want to get them to kill themselves by throwing books on their head.
Yeah.
Because okay. this is different from what our brothers did, though. You know what I mean? Our brothers did things like diarrhea and like turning on all the faucets. And
believe me, I wish we could think of another diarrhea bit. Do you have one?
Do you have a diarrhea bit?
I mean, I was thinking if
diarrhea?
We're going to do it similarly to our brothers and we're really going to do a prank,
uh-huh.
that we would stock all of the bathrooms with like fibrous foods. So people wouldn't have diarrhea, so...
Wait a minute, these foods are in the bathrooms?
Yeah. Fibrous foods.
People don't like to eat in bathrooms.
Wait, but and you're saying fibrous foods, so like just raw broccoli and
raw
stuff?
Raw broccoli, maybe something
Why not
like
in the cafeteria? I think it's weird putting... I think it's a great idea, but it's
that's that when you need it.
I like that idea. I could just imagine me at a
year I'm not old, a prankster!
Eating a brisket.
We cut to... the auditorium, there's been an emergency assembly called a week later.
All right, students, please get in your seats.
Eat my ass!
Eat it raw!
I hate this school!
Bite her ass!
Now, I don't like to curse, but this is very serious. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather you be eating ass than what's going on in the bathrooms right now.
Whoa!
There is way too much.
Eating ass.
He'd rather I be eating ass?
You practically are when you're eating these fibrous foods in the bathroom. You're basically eating ass. Because fecal matter is floating around the air, and there's an E. coli breakout like we haven't seen since the Middle Ages. For some reason, focused in my student population.
Well, sorry to tell you, but fecal matters.
I want to be so mad right now. But that is such a good joke. I don't know what to do.
The principal liked my joke.
Oh, man.
So what are you saying? You're saying we have to take all the fibrous foods out of the bathroom.
God damn it, I'm still thinking about that joke. Fecal matters.
Pretty good.
God damn, that's a good joke.
Assembly over.
Back home, the principal comes in to talk to us. And I was right in the middle of the assembly, and I thought I was about to discipline them all. And then he said, fecal matters.
Oh, that's funny.
It's not just funny, it's damn funny.
Yeah.
It's impossible to overcome kind of funny.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I feel like I gotta quit.
What? Really?
Or kill myself.
No.
I just feel like I'm useless. I don't know what my job is anymore.
Because of the joke?
It was just too good. He shut me down.
You guys, we did it. We beat our brothers. We got the principal to kill himself.
Yay! We're the best pranksters in the world.
That's right.
I feel some regret.
Insane. I was. There was one teacher I was too mean to. I wish I could find her and apologize at this point. Oh, well.
What did you do?
Oh, I was a bad boy. One time, I instigated a caricature contest.
Oh, no.
So she entered the class, and all 30 kids had done a caricature of her up on the...
Oh, rough. Board.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, no.
Did she have any things that could be comically exaggerated?
She loved cruelty. Tennis. She loved holding a tennis racket. Oh. Who here has had a caricature of them done recently? Or just period, ever? Hmm. Nobody? That's impossible. Oh, in the back. What
Not
was
many art lovers.
Did they give you any props?
No. Wearing a costume.
Were you at the time wearing a costume?
Yeah.
What was it? A Santa costume. Give us more background. Was it Christmas?
Yes.
Yes.
And where was
Christmas
the caricature
morning,
being?
And?
Were we at the mall?
Office party. Office party. That's fine.
A Christmas office party. Somebody
yeah,
tell
exactly.
Hollywood. I smell a green light.
Ooh. Like the Great Gatsby.
Let's go to that office party that Paul's insinuating.
Guys, I don't know. I feel like these Hollywood, you know, these Christmas parties, they get so wild.
Mm.
Do you think it could make like a funny like movie?
Oh man, that could. You know, everybody in my family thinks that I'm so fun and so funny.
That's what I'm talking about.
That
yeah.
They could easily make something of me in a movie like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. And we have such funny dynamics in the office. We have so many funny dynamics in the office.
Nobody move. I'm holding you all hostage.
What?
What?
This is a robbery.
Oh, are you holding us hostage or this is a robbery?
I'm holding you hostage until I get what I want.
We cut to an outside shot. This isn't a big high rise. And,
look,
the
sir,
Christmas party's on one of the upper floors.
I appreciate you coming in here and saying this is a robbery. We were kind of thinking this is more of like a kind of a broad studio comedy.
Yeah.
And you're kind of bringing in some sort of action thriller element to this that I don't know if we're necessarily comfortable, and I don't even know if we could write that.
No.
We have the skills to even write it.
I don't know.
No, I brought in an ice luge that's like shaped a little bit like a penis, and we're going to put Bailey's down it, and it's going to look like cum.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that sound better?
Isn't that
than
funny?
Robert?
That is so
funny.
Isn't that funny?
Look like cum?
You've made your point. I'll be going.
We did it! I knew
you had that worked out.
For the office Christmas party, we were kind of kicking around.
No, I'm not a funny one. I'm more of a, action thriller type.
Oh, come on. Do one little hit off the penis.
Okay, I suppose.
Excuse me, adults. I'm sorry. My family would... we just met here before going to the airport, and my parents forgot me here when they went to the airport, and now I'm in this office alone.
They, Oh, they left you in an office building?
Alone.
Alone. So you're at office alone?
I am at office alone.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's...
I mean, that's funny.
It's funny. It's funny, but it's more family.
And it could be funny.
It's not funny. My parents have abandoned me. How's that funny?
It's funny, but it's not like rated R funny. Yeah, it's just like...
Our thing. Like, I'm the funny one. Kind of. So it's like, you know, it'd be different.
I didn't come here to pitch myself as being funny. I'm really scared. I've been abandoned by my parents.
Okay, and that's funny. Yeah. That's funny, but it's not
off the top of my head, do you have like any bumbling robbers, bandits? You know, that could maybe goose up the comedy.
I met this Nazi in the elevator. That's about it.
Maybe he should drink off the luge as well. Drink, little boy, drink.
Yeah, take a hit of the penis.
I don't know.
Is that appropriate?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, it's
very appropriate
ice.
For an 8-year-old boy to drink from a phallus.
You know what? It is pretty good.
Whoa, okay, slow down.
Am I doing it right?
Slow down.
Am I supposed to stick it more?
Oh my God.
Am I supposed to work it with the balls
Christ.
Of it with my hands?
He's deep throating it.
It's good.
Wow, that's funny.
That is
This
funny.
Is edgy.
That's you know what, funny.
It's also funny that on the ice luge there's balls.
I know.
Also, I feel worse about giving the kid Bailey's than I do about him sucking ice dick.
Honestly, I do too. I wish I had just poured milk down there. I should have done that. I'm sorry.
Because now we have a drunk
Bailey's.
Child around.
I know.
And as they say, ice dick, we, that... That
ice
word
stick.
Echoes, and we
stick.
Cut
things, ice
and we go out into
stick.
The snowy, out the window into the ice snow, and the snow swirls around, and we find ourselves in a meadow with some kids making a snowman, and indeed it does have an ice dick, and they're in the middle of making the balls on it as we land.
Ice dick.
Look, maybe this can be my new dad.
And our friend, I mean, if we bring him to life, just imagine him running around dancing with that ice dick and balls.
Yeah.
But you know
around.
Snowmen don't come to life. That's magic.
Maybe
stuff.
On Christmas, though, my mom's been so lonely ever since my dad killed himself.
Well, he was the principal. What else
I know.
So... You're just saying that because it's Christmas and we close our eyes real hard and we wish that this snowman would become your snow daddy, that it can happen?
And he'll come to life and satisfy my mom's every need.
We should make the ice stick bigger then.
You're right.
I don't know. That's not necessarily...
Got it covered. Whoa.
It's just... I'm just saying that from what I understand...
Look at those veins.
Wow.
Wow. Defies gravity. How do you get it to do that?
How do I get it to float in midair?
We'll do that little curve, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the same magic I get from this hat.
Oh.
That we put on top of his head, and I think he'll come alive.
A MAGA hat?
Magic.
Magic.
It's black.
I see.
It's like a old-timey hat.
You know what, though? Let's put a mega hat on.
Do you have one?
He pulls out a red mega hat.
I have one. I came here with two hats. An old-timey black hat and this red ball cap. So
why are you hanging out with kids? Mister?
Yeah, miss.
You're giving out hats to kids.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Well, let me just say, for starters, I can control... my needs, and I do
what?
Have my own will to keep me from...
You're scaring me.
He's moving so close to us.
So sad I asked that question.
He's speaking so deliberately.
And he's looking at me right in my eyes.
Just put on one of the magic hats. Okay.
Just put the hat on the snowman, please, mister, and then leave.
And so he did, as the snow continued to swirl.
Bye, kids. I hope I could help you build that snowman's dick. You're 8, and I'm 63. Bye.
He's not even going to stick around to see the snowman come alive?
Guess not.
I guess not. Wait a minute. Look, I think I see the arms. They're starting to move.
Oh,
whoa.
And the dick.
It's starting to quiver.
Wow.
The
just
balls
like a real
are starting
man.
To pulse.
Whoa. Just like a real man, right?
Yeah. Yeah, his just mouth. Like a real man. A real man, his arms move first, and then his dick is the next to move. Every morning when any boy wakes up, that's how it works.
I knew it.
And now his mouth, he's biting his lip. Squeezing his eyes shut, his sweat pours down his face.
He's slowly licking his cold lips.
Perhaps he will let us know his sounds of ecstasy using his larynx.
What's that mean?
It means the throat. I learned it from wrestling.
He's gonna talk!
I'm coming to life!
Yeah. He's coming!
Hello!
Hi! You're so self-aware!
Oh, I don't even know my name, but thank you.
Snow Daddy.
My name is Snow Daddy?
Yeah. You're my new dad.
SnowDaddy.com. We all decided.
My name is SnowDaddy.com, and I'm your new dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Gerald's new dad.
Oh, hello, Gerald.
Hi.
It's such a pleasure to meet you. I'm so filled. I have no feet or legs. How will I go home?
We got that.
Big old dong.
Could probably use that as like
can
a
you
leg.
Ride
we cut
a dog?
To we cut to the foyer of Gerald's house as he calls up to his mom.
Mom!
What? I'm sleeping.
I know you've been depressed, but I have good news. I built a new Snow Daddy, snowdaddy.com.
Gerald, what are you going on about?
An old man came and worked specifically on the dick to make it perfect for your needs.
What the?
He helped
Gerald?
Us 8-year-olds.
I should never have told you that I about my needs. I don't know why
we
I did that.
We cut to that a day after his dad had died where she thinks she needs to tell him about his needs talk.
Oh, Gerald. You know, this is so hard. You know, yeah. Adjusting to a new family dynamic and... I gotta say, I mean, look, I'm a couple glasses in. Mm-hmm. My needs are not being met, if you know what I mean.
Me neither. I don't have anyone to play catch with.
I need a big old dick.
What?
A big old, if mama could have it, what she wants, it'd be a big, big, big dick made out of snow that curves up ever so
okay.
slightly.
I'll write this down. Big, like
a hook. Can I stick up for my girlfriend, Mary? You gotta be a good son, okay? And you gotta
oh
get
my God.
Your mom
Tracy.
A dick, okay?
Okay.
Tracy. You're too nice to
no,
say.
Don't
nice.
Tell
me. Your mom needs a dick.
Gerald,
okay, I'm
you
sorry.
Don't
I'll
have
do
to
it.
Find
I, what's
a dick.
Big? Like, let what? Me write this down. 5 inches? That's pretty big, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
And he saved up
for
his
a
money.
Baby, it's big. Make it.
Tracy,
I'm
for a baby.
Who's the biggest you've been
I know,
with?
I think that's like an average size.
I was once with a man who was 1 inch.
Was he a baby?
Tracy. Yes, but I was
Tracy!
A baby, so it's not wrong.
Oh.
Oh my God. Look, Gerald, okay, bottom line, I don't. It's
a maternity ward all those years ago.
Hey.
Would you look at this? What? Look at these two.
Hey. What's your name? What's your name? It's a little loud in here. What's your name?
My parents haven't decided one yet.
Ah, cool. Me either. I call myself Brendo.
Okay.
Yeah. You're cute. I mean, you're such a cute baby.
Thanks. I was just born.
Adorable. Just adorable.
How long have you been on Earth?
Let me look at this thing. A couple hours.
Yeah. Oh, you're like twice my age then.
Yeah.
He's twirling his umbilical cord sexily.
I mean, I'm it's getting a little lonesome here in this maternity ward. And you're so close by, you could easily just flop over into my little plastic bin.
I mean, I suppose I could.
We cut back to the present where snowdaddy.com has completely melted in the foyer, completely soaked the rug, and has now disappeared.
Oh, my God. Well, where's snowdaddy.com? I came all the way downstairs.
And all that's left is his majestic...
Wait a minute. Bingo.
And scene. Bingo. Is that what ladies say? All right. This is going to be a challenge. We're going to go to the back. Let's see if we can hear. If you're one of the back tables, give us a word.
Zipper.
What'd you hear?
Super? What was it?
Zipper.
Zipper. Zipper.
Hmm. I oddly feel like I've had this suggestion at Cobb's before, even, and it's not much of a story, but since no one else is jumping in, when I was in high school, it was all about, we were all about, like, having clubs and gangs, like, not obviously being serious, but, like, at pep rallies, we were the whatever gang. And... on your zipper, I guess some company that makes a lot of zippers, the initials is YKK. Has anyone ever noticed that on your zipper?
Yes.
So we start calling ourselves the Young Kangaroo Club. Great story, Mary, but it's true.
That's such that a, cute? It's not an intimidating name for a gang.
No, it's not. And I can't think of anything past that.
Right. What did you guys do as a gang? Like,
I think it was more of a thing to like fuck with people that were not in it. Like,
who's?
Because not every jeans has it. So it was like, whatever. Levi's has it, and other ones don't. I don't know. But it was like, you YKK? No, we are. It was just one of those things.
So anybody who had the zipper was in the gang.
Yeah, that day. That day. And this is too old for all you guys, but when I was a kid, there was a brand of jeans called Tough Skins. Anybody? No one? There you go. But that was the knockoff cheap jean that you didn't want to be caught in, and that was mine. And I got heckled. Can I go back to that word? For my Tough Skins. Because everybody wanted Levi's.
Got it. Tough Skins.
Well, everyone... as you all know, the YKK Club, the Young Kangaroos Club, has now been in power. It's been a group for nearly 65 years. And we just received the news this morning that we are the third major political party in our American democracy.
Oh, wow.
We've actually outnumbered Republicans and Democrats. So
wow.
Perhaps we just want to rethink what our platform is.
Well, we've never had one beyond that our initials are on zippers. Maybe it's time to expand our philosophy.
So
we could make it illegal to have buttons or Velcro.
That's good.
Yeah. I like that. That's our platform.
Yeah, we're like pro the zipper.
Big zipper.
Yeah.
We mean like zippers for everything. So yeah. Not a single button, like not even on a shirt.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm thinking way beyond garments. I'm thinking you can't walk through doors anymore. You have to walk through an opening.
You have to unzip it. Yeah. You have to unzip doors. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Cars too? Put a big zipper on a car door?
All doors. All doors are now zippered.
I mean, I think that's why we have... grown in popularity is because America loves zippers. They love that we love zippers. Mm-hmm. So I think this would be welcomed with open arms. By the populace. The people. Mm. Or am I wrong? Maybe this was stupid.
No.
Oh my God. Here we go.
This meeting.
God, don't pitch a fit, okay? We're all just thinking.
Yeah, I'm still having a hard time getting my... mind around the fact that every door has to be a zipper that I walk through. That's just hard for me to just...
We cut to a couple of years later. It has indeed, because this is the biggest political party. It's caught on, and it's like retrofitting for earthquake. Every building is being retrofitted with zippers now. And we cut to a building the first time a fire breaks out in the building with these...
Beep, beep.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Get it.
Unzip the door.
Wait a minute.
Go.
Wait a minute. Hold one side. I'm trying.
Hold the bottom.
It's doing that thing where both sides are open and the zipper's just. You know what I mean?
It's getting worse.
There's a piece of ball skin stuck in the zipper.
Whose ball skin is that?
It's mine. I'm sorry. Let me get it out of here. I was fucking the door. That's why the fire broke out.
Don't fuck doors, folks.
Yeah, come on.
This is Jim. Jim Morrison. Morrison. In the back over there. Let's get a word.
Hypertension.
Like the way she said it.
Yeah, I'm so relieved it wasn't pretension and it was a subtweeting us.
Hypertension. What does that mean?
Isn't that high blood pressure or something? Yeah. I know.
But what does it mean in regards to high blood pressure? That if you have high blood pressure and you have hypertension, you're going to give yourself a heart attack? What are we talking about here? Define it a little more.
Hypertension, okay, so as I understand it, is you get real tense. Because you have high blood pressure.
Because you have high blood pressure.
Okay, what's happening? I'm just.
You okay? You're
sweating. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just trying to explain it. And I don't totally know where's the chicken or the egg. You know, is it? Are you tense and then you have high blood pressure, or are you tense because you have high blood? You know, who started it? Right. That's the definition.
Meanwhile, across town, there's like a meeting of doctors and they're talking about improv. Like, first beat, right? And then second?
Yeah.
That's the part we get confused on. Does the first beat come before the second?
Doctors are dumb. We know that. They don't care.
And we cut to a doctor's office. I'm sorry, doctor. I get that I have high blood pressure and hypertension, but I feel like I'm still not understanding you. Which comes first?
Okay. Okay. Which comes first? Okay. I have a ton of time to explain that to you. It's okay. It's like, nurse?
Yes?
Yes? Okay, so my
you
patient...
You said ask if I had any questions. Now you're making me feel stupid.
Yeah. I just don't have time to like go into like these sort of philosophical things, like which came first. Well, it's just like you were born, okay? That came first, I guess. And then over to nurse, can you?
I'm holding a bloody catheter here. Can you? I mean, no.
Why did you bring that with you?
Yeah. Hey, come on, put it back in.
Put it back in.
Breathe in. Take a big breath.
Crunk.
That's the stuff.
Wow, you guys are really busy around here.
Yeah, we're really busy, which is why I can't go into these questions. No. It's just that he's asking, he's hypertension, he's asking, like, which came first, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
I didn't state it as a riddle. I just want to know, does my hypertension cause my high blood pressure or the opposite?
I mean, it's like, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of a dumb question.
That's
right?
What I think. That's what I think. Is that it's a, why a does nurse. It matter? Yeah. Why does it matter? It's like.
Because I'm trying to cure it and it's my health.
I'm trying to cure it. Okay.
Look.
I'm a doctor. I didn't go to doctor school.
Don't let these people fool you. They don't know the answer. And neither do I. But I know where you can find it. Written on the back of the Constitution.
What?
That's true. I mean, he's our smartest doctor.
And the doctors
doctor
kind of look at each other like this is information they know, but no one else.
Is that true?
It's there's talk that is true.
We cut to the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. There it is. The guards are around it right there.
Did you bring the glass cutters?
Of course I did.
The cool, like, circular ones that kind of, like, cut the glass, like, in a circle, and you pop up.
You didn't tell me it had to be circular. You just said,
well, what are we doing this
Why
for?
Why does it have to be circular?
I don't know that we should have shut down the clinic to all go do this. I think maybe
we put
one
a
of
sign out front
it.
That said, gone fishing. Don't get it.
We had some surgery scheduled for today.
Look,
the important thing is we'll all know once and for all, okay?
Well, that would be great.
Work. So one of you distract the security guard while
I... I'll do it. Okay. Hey, security guard.
Hey.
I'm having a medical emergency.
Go to the hospital?
I need you to carry me there.
You need me to carry you to the hospital?
Hey, you want to hear some impressions?
Meanwhile, at the glass.
Oh my God, there's a rattlesnake in here.
A square?
Oh. No, there's rattlesnake.
You could do a circle if you wanted to. You're intentionally saying fuck you to me.
Shh, be quiet.
Shut up.
When you draw a square instead of a circle, it's like a fuck you.
Okay, now I'm going to pop out the glass.
What the? Guys, it really does sound like there's a rattlesnake in here. Or some kind of machine gun.
There might be a snake hallway in the Smithsonian.
There definitely is. Okay.
Okay, so
they start to
there
pull
it
out
is.
The Constitution.
Okay, careful, careful.
Oh,
it's so thin.
It's tender parchment.
Oh, it is. Did you say it's tender parchment?
It's tender. Dude, it's the most tender parchment. And I'm looking at this real tender parchment, dude. And I'm thinking, instead of flipping it over, man, maybe we just put some buds in and roll up this tender parchment, man. I bet this thing is majorly soaked in THC.
Stop saying tender parchment. You're going to attract this.
We have to.
Guys,
we just have to.
This, you know they were all potheads, right? So you know that this thing must just be.
What a great impression.
Yeah, you got any requests?
Yeah. I want you to do Lou Diamond Phillips again.
Okay.
La Bamba!
Yeah, he did get mad at himself a lot.
As he does that impression, it's such an uncanny one. It's echoing through the halls of the Smithsonian. People think Lou Diamond Phillips is in the Smithsonian.
Is Lou Diamond Phillips
Lou Diamond Phillips!
Is he getting mad at himself as La Bamba again?
Look, if LDP is actually here, I heard he loves the dank. We gotta get him over here, man. Smoke this tender parchment.
So all around the Smithsonian, people are making their ways to the Constitution.
Let's go. He's gonna go smoke the tender parchment.
Hey, excuse me. Have you seen Lou Diamond Phillips?
Have you seen Lou Diamond Phillips?
No. Meanwhile, the one guy, the tender parchment guy, is trying to roll it up. Dude, before you smoke it, just read the back.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Didn't she just want to smoke one?
We can, but read
just
the
read
back
the back first.
So we know about hypertension.
If I read the back, then I'm going to have to unroll it again. Do you know how long this took me?
Why did you start rolling it in the first place? Just unroll it, turn
it
over.
Why did I start rolling it? Maybe because I love that dank.
Him saying dank is way too loud, and even though this LDP impression is so uncanny and awesome, it attracts the security guard's attention.
Oh. Wait a minute. Hey, what are you guys doing?
He throws up on the Constitution. And when one person throws up, that makes other people want to throw up. Everyone starts vomiting.
Archie Bunker's chair!
Oh my God. They've destroyed the Constitution. That means there's no more law in this country.
People start shooting each other.
A rattlesnake gun!
Insane. That got exciting. I think we have time for maybe at least one, maybe two. Let's get where? What part of the audience have we not gone to, guys? Let's go over this direction. Just get a word.
Pangea.
What exactly is that? Is that a country, a town?
Iowa. When I was in 1994, a little film. Oh my God, the applause break on this is gonna be amazing. A little film came out called The Flintstones.
Forrest Gump.
I knew there wasn't gonna be. But McDonald's had these Flintstones cups. And it showed the world, and the world was all connected. All the countries were together, because that was Pangea.
It was a supercontinent.
Oh, that's right.
Millions of years ago.
And so that's how I first learned about it, because I was like, what's that? Why are all the countries together? And then my mom described it, explained it to me. But when I went and saw the Flintstones, when I got out of the theater and I got in the car with my sister, she turned on the car and the radio was saying that the white Bronco chase was happening.
That the what?
The O.J. Simpson white Bronco chase is happening.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, what a night to remember, yeah. Huh? Flintstones and O.J.?
When you were telling that story and you saying we got in the car, we turned on the car, I thought you were going to start saying that my sister started running with her feet.
Yeah.
I was like, what's this going to do to Flintstones?
And I had to be the motor, and I said, oh, it's a living...
So we cut to Pangea, the day that everything's starting to break apart and the countries are starting to go their separate ways.
Hey, guys.
Fuck.
Hey.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. It seems like my piece of Pangea is starting to move away from yours.
And my piece of Pangea is moving away from yours.
That's what I just said.
Oh, what? So I can't say it? God.
And my piece of Pangea is moving away from yours.
And my piece is moving away from yours.
And my piece as well.
Well, let's meet back here.
Bye.
Oh.
Look, we're moving apart from each other very steadily and at quite a clip.
Mm-hmm. How are we going to... We don't have an exchange
see you guys
number.
Later.
No, how are we going to stay in touch?
Information.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll see you guys right. Bye.
Let's name each of ours.
Okay.
Our pieces.
Yes.
That's
I will
we
be,
can remember each other.
I'll be Pangea 1.
I'll be pizza.
I'll be diamonds. Inside an ascot. My part of Pangea is very classy. I don't know if you've gathered that, but the most classiest thing you can have is...
You're going to name your country Diamonds Inside an Ascot?
It'll bring good people. Only the classiest people would come to a country named that.
Great, guys. I'll see you later.
What are you going to name yours?
I'll get in touch with you guys.
Look, we love you. Yeah. We all love you.
We love you.
Oh, that's awesome.
We don't want you to go.
Okay, yeah no,
we
great.
We want you to stay because we love you.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, see you guys.
What's wrong? Can't you just... We all like each other, right? Yeah. You've always seemed to be the person who's... been very excited about Pangea breaking up.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe it's a good time for everybody to kind of, you know, go their separate ways and see what else is out there. And
yeah, but shouldn't we, like, have some straits that connect us, at least in small ways?
That would be nice.
Yeah, figure it out. And then get back to me, let me know what you guys are doing, and then I might meet up.
Oh, I'm going to miss you guys sliding down my tusks. Riding on my woolly back.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that too.
Yeah, we're going to miss you too. We'll miss you the most, woolly mammoth.
We'll visit though, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to.
I would like to too. I mean, I think that's what I'm saying.
A crazy looking archaeologist talking to a group of kids in a museum. And that's when... the different parts of Pangea moved away from each other.
He's looking me dead in the eyes.
The earth. Hey. That's how the earth is now.
Excuse me?
Yes, you.
Are we going to see our parents again? It's been a couple days and...
Your parents haven't solved the riddle of the Sphinx yet. And when they
the
do...
The Sphinx? The riddle of the Sphinx?
Did I not say that word right? Sphinx?
Sphinx. Oh, the Sphinx. Well, maybe they're
my
trying
parents,
to...
My
I'm
parents
not a good
haven't
archaeologist. I'm
I know
crazy.
My mom hasn't figured out the riddle of the Sphinx.
Oh.
What was that?
I don't know. I just said it.
Oh, normally I'd be so angry right now.
Excuse
but
me.
That is a great
me.
Joke.
Are you hung?
Hey, Gerald, this isn't the time.
I'm trying to help my mom.
Answer the question.
I think by that you mean, do I have a large penis.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I get what Gerald is. And is it made of ice?
I wish it was made of ice. No, it's made of raw human flesh.
Mm. Raw?
I don't know why I put it that way. It's human flesh.
I guess it's true.
I guess all of our flesh is raw. That sounds so gross.
It's true.
Well, I do have you trapped in a basement.
Yeah.
Why do you wish you had a nice penis, mister?
I wouldn't be trapped by my mortal form. Mm. And I have a small penis. I have a small penis.
Oh.
Well, we're kids, and we all have little penises.
Mine was a little bigger, but my pubes look like hay and a horse bit it.
Why was the horse's mouth so close to your dick?
Folks, I think we should end on that.
Oh, my God.
This has been Improv for Humans. Wow. You know, we could have done another scene, but it's never going to get better than the hey callback. And let's just do some plugs. Neil, what do you want to talk about here? You want to plug anything here?
I'm writing for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so watch that show.
Woo! New network.
Yep. And, well, let's see if it keeps going.
Let's see if it
Hopefully
works.
Hopefully it will.
Paul, Mr. Rust, you got a new album out.
Yes, Don't Stop or We'll Die. The album is called, thank you, it's called Dazzle Me. It's on iTunes or wherever you want to get music for payment or for free.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Eugene.
Watch Black Monday on Showtime. I think it starts tonight.
Tonight?
And in the spring, Tacoma FD. It's a show that will be on True TV.
That's right. I just saw you on Good Place last week. That was really funny, man.
Oh, cool.
Mary, you got a big show coming out, right? Comedy Central? Is it
yeah,
shooting?
Yeah, we're going to start shooting it in the spring, so hopefully it'll be out in the fall. It's called Robbie with Rory Scovel.
There you
Should
go.
Should be really fun.
What else? You got so many things. What else you got? Wild Horses all
yeah,
the time here in L.A.
Yep, Wild Horses at UCB and in L.A. and all kinds of other shows there, too.
There you go. And we'd like to thank Spark, the dispensary that's been sponsoring our show. And
good
getting us high.
I disapprove.
Yeah. And what else? We love Cobbs. I do Improv for Humans every year here at Cobbs. It's always such a great staff. I'll come yes. back to this comedy club, festival or not. They're so cool here. We'd like to thank Sketchfest. I've done 3 shows. I'm sure these guys have done multiple shows. They put together an amazing lineup for the whole city, huh? And the city, let's thank the city because you guys have the best comedy crowds. Woo! If you're ever...
Without a doubt.
If you're ever in L.A. or New York, check out the UCB Theater and Improv for Humans, and we'll see you there.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Be a Good Human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the 8th
circle.
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.